This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello everyone, this is Leon Sanchez.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining. We're still waiting on a few others to join. We'll get started in just a few minutes here. This call is being recorded, and the recording will start shortly. Just a reminder, please mute yourself. If you're not speaking, using star 6, unmute yourself at 6 again. Thank you, and we'll get started shortly.
Hi, good morning, everybody. This is Teresa. We're just going to give it a few more minutes. We've got a few folks dialing in that had some difficulty. And we'll get started.
Thanks, Teresa.
Okay, it looks like we got everybody who was planning on dialing in able to dial in. So why don't we get started? Mike has just started the recording, and as you know, we post this for the community to have. But first of all, welcome everybody, and I know that there's various time zones involved here, so thanks for everybody who's on the late side or the early side. In just looking at the chat room and looking at the participants in the Adobe room, I just want to check whether we have anybody from the ICG, either Alyssa, Patrick, or Mohammed on the phone, either on the phone or one of the numbers in the chat room. Okay. Okay, it looks like not, but I see Jonathan Robinson's on and then the chairs of the CCWG, so that's fantastic. And just to confirm, if Fadi was he able to join, I think he may have had a change in the flight that canceled things. Okay, let's go ahead and get started then. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes, loud and clear.
I will take that as a yes. Okay, fantastic. First of all, welcome everybody. And as you know, yesterday the CCWG was able to post its final set of recommendations for public comment, but I will let Mathieu and Thomas and Leon talk to that specifically. Let me go over just briefly the timeline that we have set out here. I hope everybody can see it okay in the Adobe room. What it shows is the timeline for the global community process. So you'll see the CCWG and the posting of the comments there for the 30th of November. So congratulations to everybody on that. And the 21-day comment period, which will then end on the 21st of December. So this is now out for public comment and also for the supporting organizations and advisory committees to be taking a look at. So that schedule looks very much on track with also the anticipation in the middle of January for the submission of the accountability report for the Workstream 1 recommendations to the board together with the ICG final report to the board. So that will be the blue boxes in the January timeframe. For the submission to the ICANN board and then the transmittal over to NTIA. As you can see with the green area, we then have the ICANN review process as well as the beginnings of the preparations for the drafting of the bylaws. And the time frame there is also that we get those out for public comments for a 30 to 40 day public period and then get those provided over to NTIA as part of their certification process. And then on the purple line at the bottom, you'll see that once it's transmitted to NTIA, there's a 60 to 90 day interagency review process, which is expected to last that period of time, as well as the 30 legislative days with the U.S. Congress and that review process there. And part of this, which Trang will also be talking to, is then around the implementation, which, as you'll see, is for the ICANN review process, the solid green line to the far right. And for those windows, we really need to be watching the timelines for the submission, obviously the timeline for the transmission to NTIA, their review, the certification, and then the finalizing of the implementation process, which Trang will talk to. Are there any questions with regards to the timeline in any points to be raised here? We're happy to make adjustments if anybody sees that adjustments are needed and not reflecting what the community process has, but this is based on discussions with the respective community leadership members. any questions or anything on the timeline at all? Okay. Well, with that, let me turn it over then to the CCWG chairs to talk about the update on their proposal, if I could do that. Would that be Mathieu, or who's going to take the lead on that?
Thanks, Theresa. This is Thomas Ricard speaking, the GMSO appointed co-chair to the CCWG. And my fellow co-chairs, Leon Sanchez and Mathieu Vaille, have voluntold me to give this quick update, and I gladly accept it. I'm not sure whether we have the CCWG timeline available for the Adobe room as well, because that has a little bit more detail than what we see here. But either way, I think that you are familiar with the overall intention to get our recommendations to the ICON board by the 22nd of January. And Theresa already mentioned that we have our third report out. I really recommend you find it and read it. It's an excellent read. It's basically taking our update document that we spoke about earlier to the next level. So huge parts of this third report will resemble a lot the update document that we shared a few days back. You might recall that we've shared the update with the community to ensure that the community gets hold of the document that enshrines in an easy-to-read manner, plain language, no acronyms type of writing, the recommendations that we have been working on so that they can familiarize themselves with the likely output of the CCWG. And the third report now is a little bit longer. The body of the report has 56 pages, and there's a set of appendices, including minority statements to show the diverging views in our group, but also dedicated appendices detailing the information on the 12 recommendations that our group came up with. So please do take a look at those. The recommendations can be understood from the update document as well as from the main report, but all the glorious detail, the description of the processes, let's say, for invoking the community powers or how the empowered community can work the escalation path, as well as how, as the case may be, rights can be enforced, that's all detailed in the appendices. So what we've done is this: we have issued the third report for public comment. And saying public comment, I should be more precise in saying that at this stage it is essential for us to get feedback from the chartering organizations, because the charter that we're working under is the set of rules that we have to play by in order to get our recommendations adopted, and we need 5 out of 6 chartering organizations to approve our recommendations. That is not to say that we're going to ignore or neglect the views that come from other parts of the community, but our focus is to ensure, from a process point of view, that the chartering organizations take a look at the recommendations and share with us by the 21st of December whether they are able to support the recommendations or not. Because there is a specificity in our charter that says that if there is one or multiple recommendations that chartering organizations cannot endorse, we would need to issue a supplemental report and get that out to the chartering organizations again for their approval. So if we take into account this additional feedback loop, that is exactly the time that we would then need to get our recommendations finally approved by the chartering organizations on the target date of the 22nd of January. So please make sure that you are ready to share with us your endorsement or the lack thereof, as the case may be. Certainly we do hope that you can support all the recommendations by the 21st of December. Also, we would like to let you know that we have scheduled two webinars to take place tomorrow, and I'm sure that the dates can be shared in the chat section, but we're going to have one around midday UTC and one evening time UTC, where we are going to update the participants of these webinars in multiple languages on the differences between the second and the third report. Remember, we have been working on our recommendations for almost a year now, and I'd say that 80%+ of our recommendations are known for more than 6 months now. A lot of the essence of what we're recommending has already been included in our first report. Refinements of that, some alterations have been included in our second report, so that we don't have to repeat what we did from scratch, but we will focus pretty much on the differences so that the community can more easily understand what the essence of the third report is actually is. We've also put visualizations of the different recommendations into the report in order to facilitate understanding of what we're doing. I think that's pretty much it for now. Depending on your demand, we are more than happy to schedule individual calls, phone calls, or meetings with your respective groups to answer the questions that you might have, to expedite the process of being able to comment on or ideally support our recommendations. Also, we can hold additional webinars later during the comment period. And we already had people asking, why are you doing this so early? Because the third report was only published yesterday. And the answer is that we want to make our recommendations as accessible as possible to the community, which is why we chose to hold the webinars early, so that people don't have to work through the proposal in its entirety to understand where we are, but to explain this to them in an interactive format, allowing them to ask questions so that they can then dive into the sections of the report that are of particular interest to them. Before I close, let me say that this has been an outstanding collaborative effort between our group, the wider community, and our excellent support staff. They've been working tirelessly. They've burnt the midnight oil in order to make this happen. We are on track with a very ambitious timeline, and we would really hope that you will support everybody who has put countless hours into this by making sure that we can meet the next milestones in the overall transition timing. Theresa, I should pause here, and I'm happy to answer all the questions there might be.
Thomas, thank you, and thank you, Mathieu and Leon, for all of the work that you did in pulling this together. I know it was a huge team effort, but it's really a remarkable document. I printed it out last night, and it's really a remarkable piece. So congratulations on that. As you note, it's going to be important that the supporting organizations and advisory committees have a chance to review this. Since we have representation from quite a few here, are there any questions for Mathieu or Thomas or Leon about the timeline or the document? I know that there's been some discussions with the SONAC leadership also about whether a face-to-face will be needed at any point in time. I know that decision has to be made fairly soon. But I just wanted to open up this discussion, Thomas, and your offer to take any questions specifically with regards to the signing off and the input for this piece that was posted on the 30th. Any questions from any of Jonathan or Byron, anybody have any questions on this?
Theresa, Byron has his hand up.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Byron, sorry, I missed that. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you, Thomas, for that quick overview. I just wanted to pick up on one of the points you made to make sure I'm clear, and that's around the December 21st date. And I think your comment was to the effect that you expect or certainly hope that the chartering organizations would be able to provide you a concrete thumbs up or thumbs down response to the proposal. Now, since that's the last day of the comment period, the timing will be a little bit tricky in trying to bring that to conclusion in a sense before the very final comments have been seen. But is that your expectation or at least your hope? And if so, do you have any do you have any concerns around the almost inevitable commentary about process?
Thanks very much, Byron. You are correct in asking this question. You're not the first person to ask it. I know that the CCNSO has planned to decide on this on the 23rd, if I'm not mistaken. So you are obviously building a little bit of time in your planning. I guess my best answer to you is this. We have put out our recommendations, and the question to the chartering organizations is whether they can endorse those or not. Should we receive comment from the community suggesting that we need to make material changes to our recommendations, we will proactively go back to the chartering organizations and ask them whether their feedback, i.e. their support or lack of support, will be revisited on the basis of the public comment. So far, we would assume that, or we would hope, I should say, that the community endorses our recommendations. Remember that these have been evolving over months and months, and there were only a few outstanding questions, important questions, but there were a few outstanding aspects that we've been further refining and working on. So we do hope that the community will support those. But in the unlikely event that the community pushes back on one or more recommendations, rest assured that we will not let you twist in the wind with having endorsed or not endorsed recommendations that at that point need to be revisited. We would then proactively go back to the chartering organizations.
Thank you, Thomas.
Most welcome, Baron.
Any other questions to Thomas about the timeline or any of the elements around this? Great. Well, congratulations again, and you know, we put into the chat room the two webinars that will be early this week, and I think that's excellent that they're on the earlier side, obviously, for the communities to have that opportunity and get the update. And then, Thomas, your generous offer to each of the SONACs, I know that's going to take some additional time from all the community to be looking at this, but we're in the final leg of all of it, and again, the report looks really comprehensive, and looking forward to all the feedback on this. So congratulations on that. We have, I don't know that we have any representation from the chairs on the ICG, but I see some members of the ICG on the call. Is there an update there that anybody from the ICG would like to provide to this call here with regards to the work that's underway? Good. Any other updates on timelines or from the SONAC leadership with regards to their process on reviewing this and finalizing the accountability report, or any questions around the ICG report that somebody may be able to answer? No? Okay. Great. Then let me do this. Let me turn it over to Trang, if I may. As you know, Trang and Akram are leading on the implementation timeline, and we'll go over that. As you know, on the timeline charts in the Adobe room, this is going to be a really important part as we start preparing for and then implementing the different areas in order to meet the September 16th timeline. So with that, Trang, I'll turn it over to you and Akram.
Thank you, Teresa. Good morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. We do have a few slides on implementation that we like to go through and provide you an update on the work that we've been doing lately. I'll go quickly on this first slide that I have here. This is a slide that you have seen in the past. This is our overall timeline slide for the implementation phase. The one thing that I wanted to highlight on this slide and reiterate is that if the current timeline Thomas spoke about earlier today holds, and the proposals are delivered to the ICANN board at the end of January, that would give us about 3.5 months for the implementation phase, and we believe that this is still enough time to get everything done. But it does not leave any buffer room to address any unanticipated issues. So it is a very tight schedule that we'll be working with, but we believe that we can still get everything done if the current schedule holds. So that's the main point that I wanted to highlight on this slide. So for these next few slides, we prepare for you sort of an update of the work that we've been doing along the three tracks. I'm sorry, I see, Byron, did you have a question or on the timeline slide I just went over? Perhaps it was an old hand. Sorry about that. So I'll go on, and then we'll take any questions at the end. As I mentioned, we prepared for you a slide that that would give an update on the activities that we've been working on along the three tracks. So this slide is showing the work that we're doing on the implement on the RZMS and RZMA track. So that work is essentially the work around making the code changes to the RZMS to remove the RZA role, as well as the discussions with VeriSign around the RZMA or the Resource Management Agreement. So we are anticipating that the work on both the RZMS and RZMA will be finalized by the end of January so that parallels testing can begin in February, and so that we will have the draft RZMA also posted for public review. Again, I'm going to go through these slides really quick, and I'll take any questions at the end. On this next track here, we have an update for you along the IANA stewardship transition, or essentially all of the elements that are in the ICG proposal. There are 8 projects for this track, and we are currently showing that the status for all 8 projects are on track at this time. I'll quickly go through each of these projects to highlight some of the work that we've done for you. For the named SLE project, that's the project whereby we are going to have to implement all of the SLEs that have been defined by the named community. For this, we have engaged a resource to parse the data that we are currently collecting in the RZMS, and we are still anticipating that by mid-December, we'll have a good idea of the level of effort required for this work, as well as the type and format of the data that we'll be able to provide to the CWG so that they can review the data and then set performance targets that will eventually go into the ICANN PTI contract. For the IIR's SLA document, we have been in discussions with the IIRs regarding the, I believe it's version number 3 now of this document. You know, in general, we have agreement on the operational terms of the agreement, and we're in discussions with the IIRs on the legal terms. ICANN Legal provided feedback on the documents last week, and in general, we expect that much of the discussion and the work moving forward will be more of an editing, rather than a negotiation exercise. So we are hoping to conclude or finalize that document by the end of January. With regards to the MOU supplemental agreement with the IETF and the IAB, we're doing a final review of this document in light of the ICG and CCWG proposals to ensure that no additional changes or updates are necessary. This document was drafted very early on in the process. I believe it was May or March of this year, and a lot have happened since. So we just wanted to do one final review of the document just to make sure that it's still in alignment with everything at current state. We also anticipate that the document will be finalized no later than the end of January of 2016. For the IANA IPR project, as you can see, we don't have a status for that as of yet on this slide because we are still waiting for implementation requirements. We are tracking the discussions of the IPR design team, and we're awaiting implementation requirements from the community. As per the request of the CWG IPR design team, we are also looking into the cost and the amount of time required for setting up of a new trust so as to inform the community's continuing work on this topic. With regards to the formation of the PTI entity, we're currently working on an implementation plan that we will start to share with the community in mid-December. The plan is intended to be aligned with the scenario that the CWG design team O has been working on with Xavier Calvez, our CFO, for the ICANN FY17 budgeting and planning process. So that design team has been working on a set of scenarios and assumptions that would go into the ICANN FY17 budgeting process, and the PTI implementation plan that we're going to be putting together, we try to stay in line with all of the discussions that and the work that design team has been doing. For the RZMS Standing Committee, CSC, and escalation mechanisms, we are working on implementation plans, and we'll be sharing them with the community in January, February, and March, respectively. Izumi, I see that you have your hands up. If it is all right with you, I just have one more slide. So if you would allow me, I'd like to just go through that one slide real quick, and then we'll take questions. So on this last slide that we have here for you, this is the Enhancing ICANN Accountability Track. We anticipate completion of the proposed revisions to the bylaws, including proposed incorporation into the existing bylaws by mid to end February of 2016. This is consistent with what's illustrated in the overall timeline slide that Teresa has shown us earlier on. And currently, we are Sidley has produced a draft of the bylaws for the CWG, and we are currently reviewing that draft and hope to provide feedback on it very soon. As for the other three projects that you see on this slide here, IRP enhancements, reconsideration request enhancements, and community powers. We're currently reviewing the CCWG proposal that was posted yesterday to identify the implementation requirements and timelines, and we expect to have a draft of a high-level project plan built out for these three projects based on the CCWG proposal by mid-December. So that's an implementation update for you, and hopefully that gives you an idea of what we've been working on and what we're currently working on and some of the things that we'll be producing in terms of deliverables in the next couple of weeks and months as we head into the new year. So I see that so Teresa, I can take any questions now. I see that Izumi has her hand up. Maybe we can start with Izumi's question.
Hello, thank you for this update.
See if everybody can make sure their phones are mute if you're not talking. Okay. You want to try, Zoom, you want to try again? Let's see.
Zoom, you may be on mute if you're speaking.
Yeah. Can we make sure Zoom's unmuted to try again and see if it's better this time? Zoom, do you want to try again?
Hello?
Hello, that's better.
Hi. Okay, sorry for the echo. It wasn't a question about the update, but I just wanted to add some information and update around the IPR, if that's okay. But I can bring this up at the end after we go through the questions, if that's better for the process. So assuming that it's all right to give an update, I just want to share that we recently had the call among the three operational community leaders, and we actually discussed about the possible timelines on the IPR. And we felt that while it's not completely discussed with our respective communities yet, a suggestion was made to target around February before the submission to the NTIA, so that we all agree on the IPR principles and the framework, the three operational communities. So that's where we're trying to target, and this is to be further discussed and collaborated among the three communities. So I just wanted to share that piece of information. Thanks.
Thank you, Izumi. Glad to hear that. Byron, do you have your hand up?
Yes, thank you. My question, I guess, is really around obviously the names SLEs, and just to get a clear understanding from staff's point of view, or from your point of view, and I see that Akram is also on, perhaps from his point of view, whether you're confident that we're going to have absolutely clear and concise documentation around, with zero ambiguity, sort of around the budgeting process of IANA, as well as the escalation path. And I just, you know, mid-December is very, very quickly upon us, and I just want to get your sense of your confidence level in that. And particularly, you know, as time is moving on and some of the CWG members are moving on, you know, just fast forward out in time, will we have documentation that will be absolutely crystal clear on those elements?
Akram, did you want to respond to that question from Byron, or did you want me to? Okay. Let me, Byron, let me try to respond to your question, and then perhaps if Akram would like to chime in. So there's actually two threads of work going on around the names SLEs, Byron. One thread of work is actually making changes to the RZMS in order to be able to collect the exact SLEs that have been defined by the names community. That work is expected to be completed by the end of March. Through conversations with members of the CWG, they have indicated that would not give them enough time, which they believe to be 6 months of data collection of the SLE metrics in order for them to define performance targets. So what we have discussed with members of the CWG is to start on the secondary thread, which is to look at the existing data that the RZMS collects, which we both understand do not completely map to the SLEs that the CWG has defined, but go ahead and take a look at what we currently collect, see if we can pull it, if you would, parse the data and pull the data and provide whatever we can provide to the CWG members so that they can start reviewing that hopefully earlier starting January to see if they if that data could help them with defining performance targets. But we have a very detailed project plan filled out for this, and we're tracking this project very closely because you are right, this is the long pole in the tent for us right now in terms of all of the projects that we currently have to implement in order for the transition to happen. There's many elements to this, and there's a lot of dependencies, especially when we're talking about changes to the RZMS, and then on top of that, the parallel testing process that has to occur as well. I hope that answers your question.
Okay, so that's helpful on the data side and understanding those connection points. What about the escalation path specifically? Will we have significant clarity on what that looks like and how it works? And the escalation path between customer and IANA?
Mm-hmm. So if I'm understanding you correctly, I believe you're referring to the escalation mechanisms, which are detailed in the CWG plan, the IANA customer complaint process, and the problem resolution procedures, I believe it's called. So those are detailed pretty clearly in the CWG proposals. We are currently reviewing them against the existing procedures to see how they map to them. But we believe that it's pretty in line with at least the IANA complaint resolution, at least the IANA complaint process is pretty much in line with the current and existing IANA complaint resolution process. So that's a good sign. And then the I think the other new process is called the remedial action procedures. That's a new process, but again, like I mentioned, the CWG proposal is pretty detailed in terms of that that new process. So I think we do have clarity on the escalation processes that have been detailed in the CWG proposal. We are currently reviewing them, and if we have additional questions, we'll certainly be reaching out to the CWG.
But otherwise, you expect those what's articulated in the work of the CWG to end up in the final documented procedures then. Is that correct? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Byron. Other questions or comments?
Great. Good. Teresa, maybe if it's okay with you, I could just jump in a little bit to focus on a few things.
Perfect. I was just going to turn to you, Fadi. Thank you for joining. I'm glad okay. You could be on.
No, and apologies for my delay. I was going through airport security, which is about a third of my life. Anyway, let me just ask a couple of clarifying questions. We had agreed that today's call is an important time for us to assess, now that the proposal is out from the CCWG, whether everyone stands ready to engage their communities. If you recall last time, and I'm not sure if Thomas repeated his comments today or Mathieu, that we were seeking some level of coordination within each SO and AC on the comment side so that we can focus the comments towards some concentrated input that we can look at together as a community. It's not for me to ask for this, but I'm hoping that some of that is already happening within each of the each of the communities. Right now, the comment period ends on December 21st, at which point our staff plans to finish their work and deliver to you the final version, including all the comments and the input from the comments, so that the chartering organizations can look at it and close things. I wanted to focus for a minute, if I could, on whether there is any further assessment on the need for a face-to-face meeting for the GAC, because it seemed last time that the focus was on the GACs and whether the GAC will need one. I know, Thomas, you clearly noted that you will be having a couple of calls during the December timeframe, one pre-WSIS around the 10th, one post-WSIS around the 20th, and then you planned to let us know by today if you have a sense whether a face-to-face for the GAC would be needed in January, in early January. We remain, of course, at your disposal to organize that. Clearly, if a meeting is needed for the GAC, we need to energize some logistics very quickly in the next few days and get that ready. And, of course, better be prepared than not if we need one. So I'm going to first ask Thomas to give me some sense as to where his mind is and where the GAC's mind is on whether there will be a need for a face-to-face.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, okay. Yes, we can hear you well.
I know that we are at a time where basically we should decide this. The problem is that, or let's say the good thing is that I'm actually more positive that we may not need one, given the development that we've had, but this is just my personal feeling. I cannot tell you at this stage that we won't need one. That will take a few more days, I guess, to discuss this in the GAC. So it's a little bit difficult for me to give you something concrete, but I'm more positive that we may be able to come to a consensus feedback that during the public comment period that will be enough for us. But I cannot say go any further saying.
Okay. But you made a very important point. I want to just repeat it and make sure I heard you right. You're saying that some of the progress we achieved in the last TCWG call gives you more confidence that you'll be able to address the operating principles change as well as the consensus on the CCWG proposal without the need to cause a special face-to-face meeting for the GAC. You're more comfortable, but you're not sure yet, is what you're saying.
Yes, and let me ask you a question. In the case that we may need a face-to-face meeting to sort out some details about elements of this proposal, we would, of course, do this in January, but in the end, we could also do it on a lightweight way. I don't know whether it would need to be a formal GAC meeting or just like an extended teleconference call or so. Do we, because I can't exclude this now, I think it may not be necessary, but because we can't exclude this now, do we need to just pro forma start organizing something, or do you need to start organizing something, or because I will be able to tell you probably towards the end of the public comment period, which will be towards the 21st of December. So what do we do?
So look, Thomas, the answer to your question is two parts. One is, it depends on two things. It depends on the on whether we keep this as a GAC only face-to-face. So if you recall, Alan said, well, if the GAC will meet, we might meet. The problem is if it becomes more than, say, 100 people, 150 people, and we get into the realms of 200, 300, 400 people, it's almost too late to organize something properly. It's just difficult, and it will end up costing us three times, although cost should not be our main right now concern, given that we just need to get this done. But even logistically being able to pull this off, typically groups of, you know, hundreds like that are, as you know, booked, you know, sometimes years in advance, months in advance. So it's complicated. Now, so if it stays as GAC only, then it removes a lot of the complexity I'm worried about logistically. Secondly, if the GAC is, let's assume they decide around the 10th at their call or the 20th at their second call or immediately thereafter that they must have a meeting, would they be more flexible with ICANN as to all the typical things we do at a meeting? You know, do we need translation in all UN languages plus Portuguese? Do we need every facility that we provide to happen in the normal way? We just need to ask you for flexibility so that we do our best, but some of these things may not all be possible at that point, right? So long as you're flexible and the rest of the community is aware that, frankly, past this point, it becomes very hard to pull a face-to-face other than for you, and even for you will be tricky, then I think we're okay from an ICANN pure logistical standpoint. Of course, if after the 10th your community makes it clear they need the meeting, then please make sure we know. If after the 20th your second telecon, you know, so the earlier you know, basically, please let us know. Right now, since it's GAC only, we're back to holding that week of the 12th of January. This was the time in order for, just for planning purposes, if a meeting must take place, that is the week we're thinking of, the week of the 12th. And we had scouted, but it's now maybe past the deadline, so we'd need to rescout sites. We had scouted sites in Europe for the week of January 12th. I'm just being candid with you so you know all the facts and you can get back to us as soon as you can with more data. In terms of the, is there new information from the other SOs and ACs that I need to know about and my staff needs to know about today, different or in addition to what was said on the SOAC call a few days ago? Is there anything new that we should know? All of you now have the CWG final proposal. So, of course, it's only out for less than 24 hours, so I don't expect people to have read it yet. But in general, are we okay?
Alan, I see your hands up. Do you want to...
Thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Okay, thank you. Our position has not changed a lot. I have had some requests from a number of ALAC members that we hold a face-to-face regardless of whether the GAC does or not, that I can't claim that is a majority or a large enough number that I would change my position. Our position still very much is if there is going to be a face-to-face, we will meet. It's for a complex number of reasons, but a large one is the very late date at which the translations are going to be available, and therefore we're likely to be formulating our requests at the same time as people are just getting or maybe have not even gotten the translations in their language. So it's a relatively complex process for us, and we have many people for whom English is not an available language who are trying to participate in the process. Just one comment, however. You said you're looking at the 12th week of the 12th of January. It's the first time I've actually heard a date, and knowing exactly what those dates were would be really useful. And a I'll also comment that we've had a number of people point out that some sites in Europe have are moderately easy for visas. Others have requirements like 3 months in advance to request a visa. So location is very much an issue for us. And in terms of the size, we're looking at it's not a huge number of people. We're looking at the ALAC plus the one member for the CCWG that is not an ALAC member. So we're looking at 16 people at most. Thank you.
Great. And Alan, what the time frame when you think you may have a yes or a no on that? You anticipate to be closer towards the middle of December?
We're already saying at this point, if the GAC is meeting, then we will meet. We are requesting that we meet. If the GAC chooses not to meet, we are really cognizant of the fact that arranging a meeting just for us would be really problematic and a significant effort, and we will do our best to somehow work around it. So we're trying to ease the logistics in that from that context. But if there are arrangements for our meeting being made, then the decision, we have already made the decision, and there's no indication we're going to change it. In terms of translation, by the way, facilities, we would strongly request Spanish, but other than that, there's not an issue.
Okay. Thank you for that, Alan. No, this is helpful. And if the GAC met in the week of the January 12th, would that be too late for you, or is that okay for you?
No, that would be fine.
Fine.
But the sooner we can have a target date, the sooner we can try to make sure that we can free up people, even if we later cancel. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that, Alan. Okay. Are you satisfied with this approach also, Thomas Schneider? Does this work for you, what I shared with you? You may be on mute.
He said yes in the chat.
Okay, very well. Okay, thank you for that. Just before I leave you, let me just make sure, since NPI is not with us on the phone, that you all appreciate what is going on in the U.S. Government space. Right now, we are very much engaged in a process where the Congress is finalizing the omnibus bill, the final bill that determines kind of the activities of the U.S. government sanctioned by Congress next year. That bill should be through Congress on December 11th. Now, why this matters to us is because in that particular bill, there will be there is a discussion between the House and the Senate and the appropriators on whether the Dot-Com Act, which defines the period that Larry Strickling will have to give Congress to review our proposal, the Dot-Com Act may or may not pass and become part of the law on December 11th. And, of course, as part of that dialogue, there is a discussion on removing the rider from the rest of the bill. The rider, as you recall, was introduced by a Texas congressman who wanted to make sure that NTIA cannot spend any money on the transition. And if that rider is reinserted into the bill, it means that one more time, Larry Strickling for the next 12 months is unable to spend any money on the transition. And that is a problem. Without going into details, we believe that in the next 12 months, if Larry's hands are tied this way, it will be a problem for the transition. So this is quite serious. There's so much we can do. And for transparency, you should know that ICANN is spending quite a bit of money and effort in Washington right now to influence that process. We have multiple consulting firms that are supporting us in that effort to clarify why this would be problematic. And we're doing everything we can to get that process under control. Sorry, I was trying to go on mute while the background process was happening. But I think you heard me in terms of the process, and we're doing everything we can. We'll, of course, update the community after December 11th. And whatever the U.S. Congress decides, the U.S. Congress decides, I mean, there's so much we can do. We're just trying as much as we can to convey to the Congress the value of one course versus the other. But we are, of course, going to be subject to whatever decisions they make. All right? So just an update for you before we meet next time that this is very much top of mind for us at this stage. Okay. With this, I think we're okay on timeline. Anything else, Teresa, I could be helpful with?
I think we're good.
We're good.
I think we're good. Anybody on the call have any questions or additional remarks or comments?
Mathieu just texted me that he and Thomas and Leon will be skiing for the next 60 days, so they're not going to be available. But other than that, there's no other online comments.
Well deserved. Well deserved. Well, we have our work cut out, so we look forward to the feedback on the 21-day comment period for the CCWG and moving forward. Heidi, anybody else? Any closing remarks?
There's a question from Thomas Schneider in the chat saying, "Are the slides available?"
Yes, we can get those out. We'll get those out to the team. Wonderful. Good. Then we'll close up the call, and we look forward to talking with everybody in a month.
Thanks, everyone.
Great.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you,
Teresa. Thank you, and congratulations again.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Teresa. Thanks, everyone.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.